3rd of June, 1936, talk number 192. Maharshi explained in the course of conversation, whoever desires liberation. Everyone wants only happiness. Happiness, too, as found in the enjoyment of the senses. This question was asked of a guru, and the latter answered, quite so. That happiness, which is the result of enjoyment by the senses, is the same as that of liberation. That desire of such liberation is one of the four qualifications for attainment. This is common to all. So all are eligible for this knowledge, self-knowledge. In fact, there may not be found any individual in the world who possesses all the qualities in perfection necessary for an aspirant mentioned in Yoga Sutras, etc. Still, pursuit of self-knowledge should not be abandoned. Everyone is the self by his own experience. Still, one is not aware. One identifies the self with the body and feels miserable. This is the greatest of all mysteries. One is the self. Why not abide as the self and be done with miseries? In the beginning, one has to be told that he is not the body, because he thinks that he is the body only, whereas he is the body and all else. The body is only a part. Let him know it finally. He must first discern consciousness from insentience and be the consciousness only. Later, let him realize that insentience is not apart from consciousness. This is discrimination, viveka. The initial discrimination must persist to the end. Its fruit is liberation. Talk number 193. Maharshi observed, free will and destiny are ever existent. Destiny is the result of past action. It concerns the body. Let the body act as may suit it. Why are you concerned with it? Why do you pay attention to it? Free will and destiny last as long as the body lasts. But wisdom, jnana, transcends both. The self is beyond knowledge and ignorance. Should anything happen, it happens as the result of one's past actions, of divine will, and of other factors. Talk number 194. Mr. Subbarao, a visitor from Amalapuram, asked how to control the mind. Maharshi, get hold of the mind. Devotee, how? Maharshi, mind is intangible. In fact, it does not exist. The surest way of control is to seek it. Then its activities cease. 6th of June, 1936, talk number 195. Mr. Jakhar, a gentleman from the University of Benares, holding the MA and the MSc degrees, said that he was stricken with grief due to the bereavement of his wife and children. He sought peace of mind and asked how to get it. Maharshi, it is in the mind that birth and death, pleasure and pain, in short, the world and ego exist. If the mind is destroyed, all these are destroyed too. Note that it should be annihilated, not just made latent. For the mind is dormant in sleep. It does not know anything. Still, on waking up, you are as you were before. There is no end of grief. But if the mind be destroyed, the grief will have no background and will disappear along with the mind. Devotee, How to Destroy the Mind. Maharshi, seek the mind. On being sought, it will disappear. Devotee, I do not understand. Maharshi, the mind is only a bundle of thoughts. The thoughts arise because there is the thinker. The thinker is the ego. The ego, if sought, will vanish automatically. The ego and the mind are the same. The ego is the root thought from which all other thoughts arise. Devotee, how to seek the mind? Maharshi, dive within. You are now aware that the mind rises up from within. So sink within and seek. Devotee, I do not yet understand how it is to be done. Maharshi, you are practicing breath control. Mechanical breath control will not lead one to the goal. It is only an aid. While doing it mechanically, take care to be alert in mind and remember the I thought and seek its source. Then you will find that where breath sinks, there I thought arises. They sink and rise together. The I thought also will sink along with breath. Simultaneously, another luminous and infinite I will become manifest, which will be continuous and unbroken. That is the goal. It goes by different names: God, Self, Kundalini, Shakti, Consciousness, Yoga, Bhakti, Jnana, etc. Devotee, not clear yet. Maharshi, when the attempt is made, it will, of itself, take you to the goal.